So I was roommates with my best friend from high school at the time. I remember when my first weekend away from home came, you know, and being from a devout Catholic family, I knew I needed to get to Mass on Sunday. In fact, my mom called me to remind me, just in case I had forgotten. My best friend was not Catholic and really not really a practicing Christian. And for whatever reason, I was nervous to tell him that I was going to go to Mass. Why? I don't know. Probably because I was wondering what he might think of me. You know, in retrospect, I don't know why I cared so much at the time. Sure enough, when I told him I was leaving to go to church, he looked at me with a strange expression. "Brian," he said, "you know you're not with your parents anymore. Are you really still going to go to church?" Now, if someone had said that to me today, it'd be easy for me to just blow it off, right, and keep on going on with my day. But at that time, those words stung me. Yet the Lord was calling me on to witness to my faith simply through my fidelity to my faith, even when no one was being faithful around me. So the readings this weekend, they center around this tension between the Hebrew people and the Gentile, the non-Hebrew people. The Hebrew people in general were strongly opposed to the Gentile people. And whenever the two had mixed, their faith became dumbed down. And often the Hebrew people would turn to idol worship. So they kept their distance. But in the first reading, the prophet Isaiah prophesies about a time when this tension for the Gentiles would be undone, and the chosen people would encompass both Hebrew and non-Hebrew people in the worship of the one true God. This, of course, would have been unheard of at the time of the prophecy. To have non-Hebrew people become a part of the people of God? No. That would have been hard to grasp. And this tension between the Hebrew and Gentile nations is further seen in our gospel. So, at first glance, our Lord's harsh way of dealing with this particular Gentile woman might seem troubling, right? And at least initially, he almost seems to be rude to her, right? But you gotta remind yourself, Christ was God, and therefore had divine insight into the hearts of the people with whom he interacted. He knew what people were thinking and the state of their heart. And we can see this very clearly in other passages of the Gospels. Therefore, Christ adapts his way of dealing with people to their individual situations and needs. He knows how much a person can handle. In this particular case in today's Gospel, we need to understand that our Lord's actions are tailored to the faith of this Canaanite woman. He clearly knows that she has faith. And so he puts her faith to the test in order to stretch her faith and to teach the apostles and disciples an important lesson. Remember, when our faith is stretched, it actually grows stronger. It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs, our Lord tells her. And he wasn't lying. Christ's first priority was to the Jewish people, since they were the chosen people and from whom and for whom the Messiah had come. Yet, with extreme humility and tremendous faith, and probably perhaps a bit of spunk too, this woman presses on, not taking insult from our Lord's words. Even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table. Impressed by her perseverance, he rewards her faith by releasing her daughter from the demonic possession. But you got to put this in perspective. His disciples would have been scandalized at this miracle, since she was not Jewish. Why was he talking to her? Why was he wasting his time with her? You see, our Lord was not held back by societal animosities or culture. Christ allowed this scene to unfold in order to point to the fact that with the establishment of his church, the chosen people would now include all people and not just Jewish.